Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay. And what city do you live in?
Am I talking to a person right now, or are you a recording?
I'm a live person, sir.
Good, thank God. Could you say that first question again?
I was asking, were you calling to find a testing site near you to be tested for COVID-19?
I've been tested. I was negative. I just wanted to ask you a real quick thing. I'm on the list of about 15 places, and I've been, when they put the 65 people in there, that's, I live up in Jefferson County. Anyway, make a long story short, let's cut through it, and I won't keep you but a second. I'm on a list of a bunch of pharmacies. You know, they're not Walgreens or CVS or anybody like that. They're little hometown pharmacies that are in my county and that I can get to. I just, you know, personally, my wife had it, and we have done everything that you're supposed to do to not get it. Well, she stayed in the hospital about 7-8 days and had a pretty good little case of it, and she's doing all right, and we're doing okay. But we've done the things that we've been told to do, wear the mask, wash your hands, stay away. We've been out to eat 2 times in the last year. I mean, we're not being hermits, but that's basically it. And I'm not fussing about it. That's the way it is. But what I'm asking, I guess, do y'all know when they're going to start giving those pharmacies some?
Oh, no, sir, I do apologize. The only thing we do at this number is give you information of where you can be tested for COVID-19 in your city. Now, for that information, we ask that you go to the website, and I can give you those websites.
Well, ma'am, I don't have a computer. That's fine.
Yes, sir, but we don't have that information here.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I'll just continue to wait and just say, you know, you're getting what you deserve, I guess. That's about all I know to do.
But yes, sir.
I hope you have a good. I was talking to some lady over there in health administration, so she fired me off over here to you, and I'm not sure she was. I wasn't trying to ask you a question or get you to do something that you shouldn't. Like tell me that, you know, that's not your department. But whoever it is, I'm not going to try to call. I'll just wait. Hell, that's all I can do. I'm just, you know, I'm tired of seeing these people that I know go way out of county. I know two that went down to Auburn last week. I know two that have been to Andalusia. I know one that's been to Sylacauga, and I know about 5 or 6 that have been up to Aniama. Well, I ain't going to do it that way. If it's for Blount County, it's for those people up there in Aniama and those other cities up there. I mean, it's just the way it is, and people are, that's wrong to do that. You know, you get your shot, but who missed it that was right there that lives there, see?
Yes, sir.
That's the way I see it. But anyway, that doesn't matter what I see. You have a nice day. You've been very nice, and I know you get tired of picking up that telephone. I bet you just take care of your ear. That's the main thing.
No, sir, we're here to help you. Well, thank
you.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.